White, J.E. White, Emma. Oakland, California, May 6, 1874. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I wrote my last letter to Willie. We'll write this one to you. It is a beautiful morning. The birds are singing in the trees, and I can stand upon the piazza and look out upon the Golden Gate. I see everything in nature to awaken gratitude in our hearts. I wish you were here, and that Willie was here, to help your father in the publishing work. The printers are at work upon the first number of the paper. I have feared that this was placing too weighty responsibilities upon your father. He is not strong, but the Lord can and will sustain him in this work if in his order, and I fully believe it is. Hold yourselves in readiness for any work. You want to be wholly consecrated to God. Do not shun responsibilities. Do not be seeking for an easy time. If the Lord lays before you a burden, lift it, and in lifting it, it will lift you. You will increase in spiritual power and muscle. Look constantly to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He hath loved us. He hath died for us, and he will be to us a tower of strength if we will lay hold upon him. There must be an utter renunciation of self. We want you children to cooperate with us. This is the highest honor heaven can grant you. When the work is once established on this coast, then we will go east and labor. Pray earnestly that you may know your duty for yourself. While your father was engaged in his work getting the paper started, two young men came out to Fountain Farm with me to help me clean the house. We put it in order from chamber to kitchen. We did not mean Sister Hall should do one stroke of work in cleaning house. Friday we were ready for the family, your father, Sister Hall, and our children, Addie and May Walling. Mother.